This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are live on Beef Stew Radio. It's your boy Will Porter.
And we turned up.
And what's going on?
You already know, Porter.
JP, what's good, homie?
Yeah, what's going on, my guy?
What up? Beef Stew Radio, Block Talk. You know what I mean? It's popping this week. You know what I'm saying? We're discussing the art of bagging women. Now, let me repeat that. The art of bagging women, not birds. All right? So, yeah,
women.
That's the top. Woman. Grown and sexy. You know what I'm saying? And today we have like an expert. You know what I'm saying? I got to admit my homie, JP. Huh?
No, you already know, man.
What's good, bro? How you doing?
I'm more or less chilling, man. Taking it real easy this evening, man. What's going on with y'all, yo?
Yeah, we zoned out over here, man. We, you know what I'm saying? We got you on the show today, just showing love. You know what I'm saying? You do a lot of positive things, and the topic came up, and I figured who would be perfect for this?
You already know, been there, done that, man. I've been around a whole lot of different ranges of females, you feel me? So, more or less, you know, I'm an expert in this, man. Anything you want to know, feel free to ask. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, P, tell me, when you see a professional woman, you know, how do you go about it? Well, for the listeners, you know what I'm saying?
All right, this is the thing. Like, as far as, like, different type of women, different stature of quality, that's how I look at it. You know what I mean? Because you got, like you just said, you got to know how to identify the birds from the good females, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes to a professional female, it's a complete different approach as far as strategics. You know what I mean? Like, you got to know how to go at these ladies. You feel me? Like, me, I'm the type of dude where I treat you how you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you're a bird, you have no self-value, I'm going to definitely, you know, shut you down. But if you're a woman of this well-driven, got something going for yourself, at the end of the day, you really got to know how to talk to these ladies. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a whole different type of approach when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And what do you say be there like red flags? Like, what would be a red flag you figure for like a woman? You know what I'm saying? Like when you approach them and you lay down a game.
All right, this is the thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not rich, but I'm definitely financially right. So when you see a lady that more or less is on your bread and they're looking at your materialistic stuff, that's definitely a problem. Like me, I like a chick that's definitely about money. So when it comes to a professional chick, it's a complete different approach. I want a chick that made more money than me. So a gold digger is definitely a red flag off back. You know what I'm saying? Like a real thirsty gold digger chick that just want to live off you and ain't got nothing going for herself, at the end of the day, that's not even something I can entertain. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Which makes her fall under the title bird.
As far as these birds, man, like when it comes to a bird, a spliff in a bottle will get you real far nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So there's a big difference between, you know, a female and a bird. You know what I'm saying? The dudes are incapable of identifying, you know, the difference between the both. You know?
Right. And in your experiences, let me ask you a question. Married woman or single woman, who do you find are easier to approach? Like, now, because I know, you know what I'm saying, married women aren't perfect. Who do you think, like, a married woman would tend to cheat faster than a single woman? Like, you know.
It depends. That's definitely a good question, and that's a common and typical issue in our society today. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a lot of females that have been married 10, 15, 20 years, and they're pretty much not happy at home. You know what I mean? So, me, per se, like, I made a big transition. I was the type of dude, I could sleep with 4 or 5 women a day and definitely wear them out, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, gutter. You know what Paul is talking about? Shine. Gutter. Action.
I can't hear you. You're breaking up. Yep.
Yo, Lex, you breaking up, Lex.
Yo, I broke up right there?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going through a back that and listen. Tortoise asking you, you know, you doing your thing, Gutter. Come on, man, Gutter. Did you ever like, fuck up a situation?
Did I ever what?
I didn't ask that question.
I'm gonna keep it 100. A few years ago, right? There was this chick. There was this lady that used to live next door to me, right? Well, she was married with her dude for years. A real sexy grown ass lady. I'm currently 30. I was about 27. You know, at the time, the lady's close to her 40s, but she's definitely a sexy joint. Then my dude, I used to hit that. This is what I'm trying to, let me explain this to you, because it's real possible. Listen. I used to tag that shit, like, to hit it crazy,
uh-huh.
Right? Her man used to call, and I'll be tagging it doggy style, and she'll be like, oh, baby, your food's going to be done when you get here. Don't worry about it. I'm here waiting for you, but I'm over here. Right. I'm over here tagging this shit crazy, like. On some animal jungle fuck type shit, you know what I mean? Like some real crazy shit, you know what I mean? Another experience I had, I was up on this chat line. This is crazy. And I met a married chick, and her man was a captain in the military, right?
Oh, God.
So I had it. She's like from the Shulo Parkway, Bedford Park, that area over there, Norwood. So I go see the chick. I came with a bottle of wine, some good bud. You know, I was over here trying to have a nice sexual encounter and all. I have a real good time. You know what I'm saying? You already know how we do.
Yeah.
So I go over there. I'm over here chilling, smoking, getting some. Let me see. How can I keep this not too explicit?
Fellatio,
you know,
fellatio.
Getting some facial expressions. You know what I'm saying? Getting some wild top, like some crazy top. Like she was already inclined.
Right.
Put it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like she was really gifted.
Right.
I'm over here getting some top. Out of nowhere, I hear some keys and a knock at the door. Tell me how her man walks in.
Oh, man. Oh,
with
man.
With the army suit on. Listen, with the army suit on, with the bag with the shoddy in it.
Oh.
Yo, this dude's like 6'8", big black nigga. Rick Ross voice, big black nigga. Like a big black dude, bro. And, yo, I ain't know what to do. So what I did, I'm like, yo, fam, listen, I don't know what's the situation. I'm over here, Johnson, swinging around, all that. So I'm picking up my pants. And dude was mad cool. He's like, yo, hold up, don't worry about it. And I asked him if I could use the bathroom. He's like, yeah, take your time. He asked me if I wanted something to drink, introduce himself, and all that. Yo, dude,
wow.
When I walked out that door, listen, dog, when I walked out that door, all you heard was, and the nigga was way out. The nigga was beating her up crazy just beating that ass up, bro. So women that are married, if they're not satisfied and they see something they want, they're going to go for it. And the crazy thing is, you know, us as guys, we socialize with our boys about shit. Like, if we you know, we hit something that's nice, you know, we tell them what our dudes are having, a few drinks, whatever the case may be. And we're going to tell those, you know, my dude, I was chilling with Shorty, she wild fly, I tagged it. And we share those experiences with our dudes. Women?
Yo, you ain't going to lie. I'm about to have an experience right now. You know what happened to me?
What?
What happened, Lex? Man, this is what happened to me, man. I was chilling, right? And I was chilling with Shorty. We was chilling, you know. We was young. We were like 16, 17. We there, we chilling. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we was about to get the damn thing going. She was shipping and all that. It was crazy. You know, it was crazy. I had to say that. But then, like, we were about to get it on, right? And from the mirror of her room, her mother opens the door, and she comes in, and, like, I'm running now. Like, I'm running, like, oh, shit, like, what the hell's going on? Like, I'm over in the crib. Like, what the fuck I'm going to do? Like, and then I ran. And then, like her mother grabbed, like, I got long hair and shit. You know, I got, like a ponytail. So she grabbed my hair, and she was like, I got him.
Oh.
But her daughter was screaming out, no, he's gay. He's gay.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like 17, 16. I didn't even know I was gay until I was like 19, 20. Like, you know, I was going to high school, and I saw that after, you know, everything. Like, but I was gay, but I was like, what is gay? And then I asked, and it was like, well, you know.
You know.
And I was like, oh, man. Like, nah, like, oh, because she didn't want to get beat up. But crazy,
right.
I was in a situation.
That was crazy, man.
So let me ask you, P, you think a financially stable woman, like you said, a professional woman, is harder to bag than a... And I'm
hell
not going to
no.
say, bud, but just
hell
a grown
no.
woman.
Hell no, let me explain something to you, bro. Like, as far as a dude like myself, I'm something new. It's like a different category. It's like best of both worlds. You know what I mean? And the thing with, let me elaborate on that. The thing with that is this. Myself, I'm hood smart, and I'm also well-educated. You know what I'm saying? I'm currently working on my master's degree, right? So women, professional women, tend to fall for the dudes with the hood image. You know,
right.
You got a few tats. I got long hair also.
Yeah.
So I'm always bagging those type of chicks. Like at my job, I'm currently a project coordinator, and there's a well-established position within my company, right?
Right.
But my image alone, all these crazy professionals, directors, division directors, all swinging off my meat. Like I'm talking
okay.
about, I saw it at you. And the crazy part is the most professional, quote unquote, classy, you know, type of chicks are the freakiest type of chicks, my brother.
Right.
So I don't have no issues bagging them at all. You know, whatever I want, I think I'm pretty much I could get it. You know what I mean? That's how I do it. You feel me? So, but it's all different as far as words though. And everybody everybody ain't got the same type of workplace, same type of swag, same type of lingo to be able to adapt to the situation and reach out to the different quality of women. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And what do you consider the best place to go and meet some of a female? Like, what's the number one spot?
What you mean as far as the setting?
Yeah, like if you go, you know, you in your crib, you getting fly, you like, all right, boom, I'm going to go out tonight, back something. Where you going?
Oh, I'm going to go to a nice lounge, like at the Empire State Building. They got a quality 5-star type of lounge there. You want to be lawyers, doctors, you know, all these career-oriented women, you know, you got to go to a quality type of spot. So I usually hit up somewhere in Soho, you know, somewhere downtown where it's quality. I don't hit up the hood like that. I'm not into jeans and sneakers like that. I like Manolos and Jimmy Choo's and BB's. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like. You feel me?
Hey, yo, can I ask you where you got your name from?
Where I got my name from? Honestly, you want me to be real with you?
Yo, shut up. Ray, shut up. Why not?
All right, look. When I was younger, I used to gangbang, right? So they used to call me Cutter. Like Cutter,
okay.
And you cut somebody,
you chop them up, right?
So it's been the years, you know. Like I just came up in the hood. I'm like what you call a product of your environment, literally. You know what I'm saying? The only thing is this: I learned how to utilize other sources to better myself as an individual, right? But the reason they call me Gutter is because I'm straight gutter. I'm from the hood, bro. Anything you could think of that consists of the hood, I've been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? Like. It is what it is. I'm straight hood. I'm straight gutter. I don't get realer than this. You feel me?
Gutter.
Let's go.
Gutter.
Hey, just tell them right now, where you at right now? Tell them I'm right now live, Beast Stew Radio, and I'm gutter.
You want me to tell you where I'm at? You want me to tell you where I'm at exactly right now?
Right now.
Well, right now I'm currently at 185th Street and 3rd Avenue in the Bronx. Jet Set Motel is a new spot that just opened up. Chilling with one of my peoples, you understand? Her name is Aquafina. She's a little loose, kind of crazy and all
right
that.
Now, homie. I'm about to go check you right now.
Smoking some loud. I'm telling you what it is. Smoking some loud. Aqua, come here.
I'm in the Bronx, man.
I'm in the Bronx, blood. You know what I mean? Doing what it do, man. I can say what up real quick so they can know I ain't playing, man.
Hi.
Hello,
you already know. So I'm with the ladies now. I'm with the lady. You want me to put on the line for a second?
Let's put on real quick.
Come here,
can we use her real quick? Can we talk to her?
Absolutely. Yeah, man.
Go ahead. Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
Apple.
How you doing?
What's your name? I'm good,
are you? What's her name? Her name is Apple?
Aqua, like the water?
Aquafina.
Yeah, you can call her that way if you want to.
Okay, girl.
Okay, 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 okay. So tell me, Awkwafina, what you look for in a man?
Got him. He's everything I want, everything I need. He got some good dick. He look good. He got money.
Let's go, Awkwafina.
Let's go. Straight to the point. Half a breath. He say, bang, bang, bang. This is what I want. This is what I need.
Yeah, and that's it. Straight to the point.
Funny.
Matter of fact, we're not even going to handle none of that lovey-dovey shit.
None of that.
You need to get with someone
what you
want. That's what you did.
Let's go.
Hold on.
You already know, man. Straight explicit over here, man. I ain't mean to get too vulgar.
Straight to the point. Half a breath.
Straight to the point, bro. They call me gutter. This is what I do, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the ladies call me baby leg. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason for that. You know what I'm saying? They call me baby leg gutter out here for a reason, bro. Like laying his pipe down.
Because if they was calling
listen
you
to this,
cutter,
listen to this.
Then you'd
listen
be
this,
like,
listen to this.
Another different situation.
Listen to this, though. Laying his pipe down is certainly one of my best attributes. That's the best way to put it. So I'd be having him go crazy, no homo. You know what I'm saying? You already know.
Crazy. On the
you
field.
You want it real, right? You want it on
track. BlogTalkRadio.com/beefstew. Stu, hit me with a track, homie.
Now, who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the stores. You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels got pop, who holds the Gucci down to the blue top. The same old pimp, Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on a blimp. Guarantee a million sales for the love of luck. You don't believe in Harlem World? Double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Cause they didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the goldie sound. Can't no PhD, hold me down. Cuda, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like booty. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. And when you yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie. I'm D to the A to the DDY. I know you'd rather see me die than see me fly. I call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're sticking down when all the ball stops. You never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now, what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours? Violate me, this a B.O. day. We don't play, mess around, be on your way. Cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but it's treat down fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down at Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
P-O-P-P-A, no info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I played with, got myself and a phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I'll be that, catch a seat at all events bent. Send holsters, girls on shoulders. Playboy, I told ya, me and Mike to me. Rule 2 months, I lose 2 months. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem. And get the where the true players at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side. And take your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Play your plea, lyrically, you see. B.I.G. be flossing. Jig on the cover of Fortune. 500. Take my phone number, your man ain't got to know. I got to go, let the flow down. Pick that, platinum plus, like this that. Dangerous, on pick that. Leave your ass, tip back.
Like that.
Yeah, that's a big Stu remix. You know I had to drop that in there, man.
I like.
Hell yeah. It works good on my phone, I'm saying. Shut up, I'm back online, baby.
Shut up, yeah. I'm back on the line. That's what we're talking about, God. What's
poppin'? What's poppin', fellas? What's going
live
on?
Live zoned out. Lex Money, where
you
ready?
You already know, man. You already know,
yes, man. So tell me, man, like, what some of the, you said you work in a, you have a very important position at your company. What is it that you do?
All right, this is what I do, man. I provide services for students in transitional housing, meaning the whole different side of me, you know what I mean? What you heard prior, that's completely, you know, when it comes to the ladies, you know what I'm saying? It's just a different approach.
Right.
But as far as what I do, you know, I provide, like, educational tutoring services to students and adolescents that live in the shelter system.
Right.
Like, a lot of kids ain't got no homes, that pretty much their house burned down. They pretty much had no other options but a shelter to pretty much have a roof over their head. So that's what I do, you know what I mean? And I'm pretty much the one that run the whole site. So I'm responsible for all aspects of programming when it comes to that site, you know what I mean?
Okay. That sounds very productive.
That's the best of both worlds, you know.
To start, I remember you used to coach a basketball team at the college. How was that experience, man?
Oh, no, that was definitely something that I learned a lot from, because I was kind of young when I first started working there. And, you know, I've been playing ball since I was real young, so I definitely taught these kids a lot. But, you know, I was kind of young, because it's different to play ball and to coach it. It's two complete different components of the game. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had a lot to teach these kids, but I'm more of a ball player than a coach. So I kind of like, it was like a temporary position. I worked there for 2 years and all that, and pretty much resigned and, you know, looked for something more productive that, you know, I could progress and grow from. You know what I'm saying?
And I know the players definitely gravitated to you. I know that, man. That it must have been a crazy experience.
Actually, I gave Lamar Tinsley 38 at an exposure camp in Jersey. Like, straight up 12 assists. Yeah, 12 assists. And we spanked them dudes, and they tried to jump me after the game in Newark. Kind of funny, but I was deep. Yeah, I was deep. I had a lot of goons in me, you know? So, hey, they can't really, you know, see me in that type of play, because somebody would have got really hurt. So, you know, it was a misunderstanding. He pretty much said it. Good game, you know, give me a little tap in the back on some soft shit, and, you know, we kept the movie, you know what I mean? But 38, my dude, 38. Real life.
38 to lie.
So Lamar, you know, he had like 26 or something. I give him 38, you know what I mean?
Back to the topic with the women. You've been to Hostess College, correct? Or you worked there, something like?
No, I actually graduated from there in 2007 with an associate's degree in liberal arts.
Early.
And
so
that's why I started my college career. It was there.
Okay, and the women there in the college, what was the average woman that goes to Hostess College? Was she a strong woman? Like, do you see a lot of, you know what I'm saying, dependent women there? Like, what was
it's,
the scene like?
Primarily, like, a lot of Spanish women on there. It's like 90% Spanish. And it's like a lot of bilingual people, you know, like, you know, it was a lot of sexy women. But as far as, like, my type of chicks, I really pretty much smutted them out. I wasn't trying to be, you know, built with these chicks. I was just told some chill shit, because a lot of those girls, you know, they was pretty much there to get a check, because they guarantee a check. Every semester. It's kind of weird.
Oh, word?
Word. Like, if you on, if you take a financial aid and you get tapped and pelled, you getting all the leftover money. That should be like 2 stats every semester. So a lot of these chicks live off that. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's
word.
Crazy.
What's wrong with
you? So you're saying that a lot of girls go to those specific colleges just for the check? Wow.
Dead ass, and you'd be surprised, my dude. You have some that are well driven. It's sad, yeah. You have some that are well driven, that really wanna you know, go to school and better their futures and open up doors for better careers. But you have those that primarily go for survival reasons. You got a guaranteed check. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Wow.
Gavin T-Jack, my dude, it's sad, but you look at the percentages, man. Go online, Google this shit. You see the statistics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's deep right there. It's definitely sad.
That's a whole different topic. You feel me?
Yeah. I tell you what, though, I definitely miss some aspects of the Heights, man. And I remember the grown women out there, like the grandmas. They just phenomenal. Is this something in the water in Washington Heights, man? I don't know.
Nah, I think you're a funny dude. That's actually what we met at, my dude.
Yeah,
you know what? The Dominican women eat a lot. They eat good, man. So that's the reason why they be having them wagons. I ran through like 60% of the Heights, to be completely honest with you. I was a god out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, to this day, I go out there, I'm still a god, nigga. You know what I mean? And the women gravitated to me pretty much. Like, it was so easy for me to just get anything I get. But they eat good. That's all. They eat real good. That's what keeps me going.
Yo. Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. You can hear me?
Yeah. Temporary technical difficulties. But yeah, I remember the number one rule of Washington Heights is don't snap your neck, because once you turn around, the better chick is right behind them, man. Washington Heights was definitely crazy. Big up to everybody up in the Heights. Thank you.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? Word up. Yo, Lex Money, we got Lex. Is Lex in the building? Are you trying to get
him? I haven't heard him in a minute.
Yeah, so Aquafina, special guest, huh?
Aquafina, how she look? She a little joint, you know what I'm saying? I think she's like Dominican or Indian or something.
Wow.
Caramel skin tone, you know, got some big ass tits. Don't bite me, man. What, you getting hyped for this thing? Your name online, man. yeah, man, hype biting me and all that. She's kind of going to work right now. But, she's kind of going to work right now, if you dig. But, But I'm not. She's sexy, about 5'4", about a buck 55, thick, nice little ass. I got some nice melons, you know what I'm saying? Pretty in the face. Got a few pure things. Actually got gutter tatted on her shit, so didn't really know how that go. You know what I'm saying? She's definitely a joint. She, you know, I wouldn't have nothing whack around me, because at the end of the day, that's an immediate reflection of me. You feel me? So ain't nothing whack around the dog. You know what I mean?
True story. You ever thought of... And I've joked about it plenty of times with you, but it's definitely serious. Have you ever thought about writing a book?
No, absolutely. I'm actually considering doing so. Excuse me, sorry, pardon.
Yeah, so we live here at blogtalkradio.com/beefstew. Zoned out. Today's topic with my homie JP. Art of bagging women. You heard? Women, not birds. All women in the building. Paid. Look like they multitasking over there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, I'm doing, you know, I'm like an octopus. You know, I'm capable.
You like an octopus?
Multiple things at once and still execute at a high level, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So you went to Vegas late recently, didn't you? Right?
It was about, actually, me and Flawless and I, you know, that's family, you already know. We've actually, we linked up yesterday. But yeah, we was in Vegas. It's not, about 10 months ago, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely a good experience, man. Went out there, splurged a few thousands, you know, went to the views, you know, chilling at the Bellagio, the Encore, you know, top of the line casinos, man, just getting it in. The Flamingo, that's definitely a nice spot. He was chilling at the Stratosphere for a minute, all over that shit. Like, it's popping. Popping OD, yeah, man.
And, like, the women out there, as in comparison to New York women, what, how you call it?
Oh, a lot of women in New York, you know, they kind of, you know, try to do their own thing. Out there, they more like, they rely on dudes in Vegas. Because in Vegas,
really?
Is a fast-paced type of life. Yeah, you got millionaires out there.
Right.
Dudes that, you know, successful entrepreneurs, all type of people, business owners, and the women out there, that's what they go out there for. For
right,
security purposes.
Find it,
you know what I'm saying? They go out there and meet a millionaire, and dudes are stupid. So they fall for chicks, especially with looks. So a lot of those chicks, you see older dudes with younger broads. You really know
right,
how they go, because they got their bread right. You know what I'm saying? So it's just for security reasons. So you got a lot of females out there that don't do shit for themselves pretty much, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a lot of the women out there, do you see themselves to be like, do you see like the women out there to be like, they all think they're like celebrities? Like, what's the feel like in Vegas? I heard like that everybody thinks they're a celebrity type thing. Like, how
I think
that
Lex is like, back too.
You got a lot of bimbos, you know, like Kelly Bundy's out there. You feel me? Got a bunch
right,
of Kelly
right.
Bundy's, you know, like a lot of bimbo dumb bros. And they be on the celebrity status type of shit. You know what I mean? Like, they got money, do to their dudes or whatever. You know, and they be out there just bugging out, thinking they high commodity. You already know how that
right.
goes, but I still run through them. You know, that's nothing. I run through them. You know what I mean?
Run through them.
Yo.
Can anybody hear me right now?
Oh, you back in the building, Lex.
You was MIA for a minute, bro.
I had to go outside. You know what happened. But,
Cut up.
Did you get any regression on what you've done? Because I know you're doing it, my G. Let me know that. I'm doing it, my G.
Like, if I got any regrets as far as anything I've done,
and the perception that you're going with. You know what I mean? Because at the end, I don't care what people talk about. I want to say on your shit.
Not anything I do. You know, and anything I've done, like, I've done it for a reason. So, you know, shit happens. Some things work out, some things don't. So I pretty much don't regret things I do. Because if I do it, I do it for a reason. And if
yes.
they don't work out for the better, I definitely learn from it and don't make that same mistake twice. You know what I'm saying? So
yes,
I pretty
sir.
Much don't have regrets as far as what I do. I do what I do. You feel me?
Yes. You're not too solid. Live life without regrets. It's too short, baby. You heard?
You already know. Living well, my God.
True story. So let's take this count, because I've seen already two or three. How many chicks got your tattoo, man? Come on, man.
About
be
12,
on the radio,
man.
Live. Come on, man. Huh?
About 12, bro.
This nigga said 12.
That ass, my dude, about 12, man.
I've seen three of them, so I vouch for you, bro. I believe that. You said 12. That's crazy.
About 12. Throughout the years, man, you know, it just keeps adding on, man. And it's not something that I suggest. It's just something they want to do for their own reasons, you know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. I'm all for it, baby.
It's promotion.
I'm all for it.
It's promotion.
Yes, sir.
You said,
yo,
promotion.
We got Gutter in the building. We got Porter in the building. We got B2 in the building. And, yo, Lex is zoned out. Let's go get him on another track. Let's
yes,
go on a
third.
On a different way.
I already know, right?
I'm so sick with it.
go ahead and keep me twisted. It's cause I'm a young nigga getting twisted. I have you on the run, nigga, getting twisted. 151, nigga, got your black bump in my shit. Your girl sucking my nigga, get it twisted. Just cause I'm a young nigga getting twisted. Have you on the run, nigga, getting twisted. 151, nigga, got your black bump in my shit. Your girl sucking my dick.
Yeah. Boy,
man,
I'm back at it again. Bro, what up?
What up?
Okay.
Let's do this.
Nothing.
Let's talk about this when we finish off here, man.
Wow, that was a mean throwback.
I don't even know what the hell was that.
That's my brother Goose. We go by Goose now, but that was a song we did in D.L. Manolo's spot. That was me on the hook. That was my young brother rapping. That's crazy. That's a throw business.
I messed you up with that one, right?
What? That was I'm like, yo, who's stealing my brother? I was about to holler at you, Kev. I'm like, yo, who's stealing my brother's rhymes? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, wait a minute, that's him.
Quarter.
Yo, Lex Money, what's good?
Yeah, I'm trying to ask a question. You here laughing and shit. I want to know. Yeah, I do that sometimes. You know, I gotta shut niggas down sometimes. That's what happens. I love my niggas, man. My thing is, yo, gutter. You still here? There you go. Gutter. Have you had get any like you know drunk or anything like that? You know, like do you have to like stress the situation ever? Have you had stress the situation? You know, sometimes you know. Women act differently, like.
How do you the situation? Of course. This is the thing. The more women you deal with, right, the more issues you're going to have. Because, you know, bitches are complicated as it is. So you're dealing with different attitudes, you know, just different types of issues. They all want to harass you. So every chick is different. Like, currently I'm having a few issues myself. Like you know, I've been had chicks harassing me, you know, lock me in rooms, all types of crazy shit. You know what I mean? And I got, you know, I'll be ready to do some physical domestic violence shit, but
room?
You can't do that, though.
Explain
you know what
that,
mean?
Brother. Explain that. You got to explain that one.
Got to explain what, bro? Like, it's just crazy
lock
shit.
Lock you in rooms, bitch. Nigga? How the fuck?
Word, like, lock me in the motel room type shit. Sat in front of the door. Yo, my nigga, like, you ain't going nowhere. You know, I'm trying to walk out, pulling my arm. Like, yo, battles, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, ready to fight, all that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I have my issues, man. And that's the current issue that happened about 72 hours ago.
You know, it's crazy because if you ask for the cops and ask for rape, nigga, you can't even say shit, nigga. How the fuck
that's
are you not going to deny this?
And they said, if it was me locking her in the room and she called the cops, you get locked
oh,
up.
Be over.
You can't deny shit, huh?
This nigga ready to hang you, man. So, this shit is crazy, man. You know, I had my shared experiences, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
That's
so, from the five boroughs, Manhattan, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten. We still count Staten. Which chick you think is what borough got the most aggressive females?
Brooklyn, man. You going to Brooklyn, my boy? My nigga. Like, what you mean, aggressive as far as, like, gangster or aggressive as far as being aggressive
not
sexually?
Not as far as gangster, but, like, aggressive. Like, yeah, like, if you come up to a girl, you try to kick it to her, ain't no shy shit. Like, what borough got the greatest
Brooklyn, bro. Brooklyn.
Hands down,
Brooklyn, bro. Like that's Brooklyn women are programmed like dudes. A lot of these bitches out there, you know what I'm saying? They got a nigga mindset. They like, oh, either they trying to live off you or you know what I'm saying? Whatever you want, they want the same in return.
Right.
It's a real complex situation when it comes to Brooklyn chicks.
Not a lot of booziness out there. There's not a lot of
ain't no booziness. I hate that. You might find that in Flatbush, Canarsie and shit, downtown Brooklyn and all that. But,
right.
Dealing with these grimy chicks, they might knock a dude out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real.
Hey, yo, Cutter.
Yo,
Cutter. Oh, no, my phone, I mean, gutter, yo, yeah. You went back.
Yeah, I know. I went back to 99. You know what I mean? Oh, my fault. Yo, it's gutter. It's gutter in the building. No, you don't know who we are. I don't know. Yo, what? Let me ask you one question.
Yo, Lex, you all right, man?
Yeah, why you bugging out, man? You know, females. You know, females.
He sounds
zoned out. If you have a female who already has a kid, and you charge, you know, row the boat, you know, what kind of situation have you ever encountered? I don't know if you ever encountered them. I'm asking because
One of my latest relationships
was like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, chick had kids, all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I raised those kids pretty much. You know, she was a beautiful woman, all that. You know what I mean? She still is. You know what I mean? Like, one of my most current issues is with somebody like that. There's nothing wrong with that, like, at the end of the day. Depending on the physical look and the connection between both parties, you know what I mean? So I personally ain't got no issues with that, but shit happens. You know what I mean? Like, if you connect with somebody, it don't matter what it is, what they come with, you gonna ride with it. You know what I'm saying?
But you know they're more crazier than regular chicks. You know, the regular chicks, you might get ass off, you might get them, but them chicks are them chicks.
Ooh, this thing is a scumbag,
I think you took the words out of the mouth just now. They're crazy.
Yeah, you know,
you just told me that a million times.
I'm saying the older side, you know, they ain't playing. They ain't playing. They want a situation. You'd be like, yo, I can't even provide for that, nigga.
Oh, no, that's not the part. That's not the case, my brother. That's not the case. At the end of the day.
Like, yo, my nigga, you want a castle? Look, I'm in a project. Like,
nah, my nigga, it was a nice house in Riverdale. You heard? Like, you know?
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
Oh, no, man, you are
zoned out
with my homie,
J.J. Now, yo, you want to know something, though, bro? You want to know
who's that crazy
chick that knocked me in the room?
Uh-huh.
That was awkward. You just spoke to her.
Wow.
That was her crazy ass.
Awkward? She's saying
Aquafina.
Why? You blew me up, nigga.
Aquafina. Fine water. She's the problem.
You know what, though?
I'm down.
Guess what, though? I'm happy to talk to you. And, like, if she locks you up in the room and you're here right now, guess what? God bless you, nigga.
You know what it is, man? Money talks, boy. She running married, though, man.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, money's the motive, my brother. You know what I mean? I'm about that money, man. You know, I'm thinking longevity, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking property and acres, you know what I'm saying? Buy a fucking private jet or something, you know what I mean? Like, money's the motive, so... If you're bringing me revenue, some proceeds, and interacting with you is constructive as far as revenue, by all means, I entertain the nonsense. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
It's about money, man. Money, baby. Money make the world go round. You know what I'm saying? So,
gutter money, man.
You provide
this ain't
go. With it.
Let's go, gutter. Let them know what you're about, nigga. It's all gutter, but guess what? So, you're about money, baby.
Yeah, bro, man.
Ain't a problem.
If it ain't money, it ain't nothing to talk about.
Ain't a problem about money. That's it, baby. So let's say, how long have you known this acquaintance, Aquafina?
How long have I been interacting with that specific young lady? It's been about 4 months now, and it's been a ride. It's certainly a roller coaster.
She got some longevity there.
I know the longevity, bro. She hasn't earned her stripes yet.
Yes.
Oh, are you worried she might lock you in today?
No, that's a dub. That's a dub.
You know where that came from, right? Harlem.
Let's go.
Yeah, I don't think you getting locked in is an issue tonight.
No, not at all. That's not happening, my nigga. You know? Nice hook to the Medulla Oblongata. A nice hook to the Medulla Oblongata, I get out of it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, just put it. You fucking around, man. You already know, man. Yeah.
Word. So if you say you're gonna come out with a book, right? What would be the title?
Life the Chronicles of Gutter, my nigga. Real talk. Life
Life and Chronicles. See this world through my eyes, but I got it.
Yes,
different perspective. You feel me? It's like
that's
a complete
dope.
Different outlook of things, man. Like you know, this is the thing, bro. There's a lot of typical common type of dudes. Like a
right.
breed like myself don't come too often. It's like once in a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Not one in a million, one in a billion, nah, none of that shit. One in a lifetime, my brother. So it's just a different type of thing, man. I just got a whole different thing going. So a lot of people
can I
get
ask, yo,
Can I
really get that? Get your cameras out. Get your fast out. At the end of the day, all these females are acting like they got Gucci and all that. Vendi, my man.
Nah, they got that fake shit. You can buy that shit $20.
Yeah.
Bro.
Let's go. That's what I'm saying. I want females to feel good. You know what I mean? And Real Porter got that fire. I want to get that on going.
Shout out to my dude, Will. He's definitely that dude, man. You know what I mean? One of my favorite rappers and all that. That's a whole different
good
topic.
Looking, brother. Good luck.
You already know. But, yeah, bro. I'm here, man.
We live. We zoned out.
So you think, Porter, man,
tell these two what it is, man. We live. Out radio.
You are definitely
yeah,
live tonight, brother.
We are live.
Your Alexa is live.
I would have had a joint number
that shit that Alexa had. You know
what I'm
saying?
He
went outside and did something. He ain't
nah,
been
you know
the same since
funny?
He came
I
back
know,
in.
Nah, funny shit is I know my nigga Lex, and his face is mad red right now. Mad red. I love it. I love this, man. We're going to throw this back. I said, let them live off of my nigga Porter, man. And then we're going to talk about that. How about that?
I got a question, Porter.
Go ahead, Pete.
How you can you distinguish the difference between a bird and a lady, my man? Like, as far as how they differ, how can you identify
I could tell by the conversation you have with a female, like the things that come out of her mouth. Right. You could tell by the answers she give you when you ask certain questions, just by her body mannerisms. If she's talking to you and she's texting on Facebook, what kind of chick she is. You know what I'm saying? Like those kind of females, like you could tell they're materialistic. Like you said, a blunt and a bottle of wine. You could.
Can I say my part? You know why I know these girls?
I don't know.
I'll tell you how these girls are. Listen, when you walk up to them, they already have a child support face. They look like dinosaurs. They look like birds. You already know. They're sexy as fuck. But they go to where I go and want to be first. You go want to be first at 9 in the fucking morning. You see all them bad bitches, and guess what? They going for child support. They ain't going with you.
I got a question. Now, Gutter, do you got a class that my man Lex could take, man?
As far as what?
Something
he
can roll in.
Hey, yo, Gutter, you already know.
I got to see, you know, I give him a discount, he seems like a good dude, he seems like a nice guy, I can certainly give him some guidance, let me know what it is, we gonna stand together on a grand concourse
at like 8 in the morning, and we gonna stay there until 12 in the afternoon.
That's too
happen.
Early,
bro. See the five bitches come out the fucking courthouse talking
early.
About, where's my money, you know why, they be bad,
that's too early, my brother, yeah.
Yo, Gutter, man. Trust me, man. You already know, man. These bitches are hungry for the money, and that's it. What happened?
Nah, you already know, man. Let me ask you something. Well, have y'all done a topic about Facebook?
Nah, but we gonna do it. We gonna do it.
They trying to sell your organs, my nigga.
Hold on, Lex. Let's hear what he's going to say.
Your host. and they trying to delete your Facebook. Trust me, man. They're going to kill you.
I'm talking about completely different thing that relates to like this relationship period. How you
right.
Respect. Now listen to this concept. You should call me up. Let me you know speak a little bit when it comes to that. Also, like what effect does Facebook have on relationships? Right. If you look at the numbers, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of people broke up as a result of Facebook. Marriages, divorces, like separations. Because you
right.
run into a lot of old people that you used to, you know, fuck with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, even run into your ex-girlfriend from high school, your high school sweetheart, somebody you used to bang out a few years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it causes a lot of friction when it comes to the relationship. So that should be a good topic for you guys to consider.
I think more it would be more a social network because that's been going on since MySpace. Like, I don't think necessarily it's just Facebook. Like, I think the whole social network thing. As like you said, caused a lot of breakups.
I think Facebook has more of an impact due to the fact that it's a whole different type of connection. You connecting with people you went to school with, like a lot of crazy shit. MySpace was something similar, but Facebook is a whole different type of thing, my dude. You connecting with a lot of different people, well.
I'm an 80s baby. We saw rocks and he's playing Skelly. Hello, what happened?
Scully.
Hello, what happened?
Oh, man, you're a funny dude.
My shit is that, when it came down to it, we didn't have cell phones, but guess
what?
So I saw my nigga next day. I saw my man. Yo, what up? Hello. You know? We didn't have cell phones, but guess what, though? We was always connected. You know what I'm saying? It comes down to all that network shit, my nigga. That network shit is eating everybody's mind,
man.
What is in your cup?
What is in your cup?
I need a little bit of that.
If Facebook is not eating his kids' mind up, guess what? We have a problem. Because we have a multi-billionaire company that have these kids out here exploring themselves. We have people out here that are singing. Oh,
so you're right, bro?
Oh, he's going right now. Yeah, bro.
I'm about ready to take him to 125th Street and give out some pamphlets.
You got it. You got these running around. You know what I'm saying? You got them right here where they at. You got to think about it. What kind of life they living?
I'm living a real good life.
It's crazy. It came to society. It's crazy. It's all good, though. Live on the tri-state, New York City, Beef Stew. We live with Gutter. We live with Port. I'm letting y'all one thing. Man, it's
zoned
over,
out.
Dog. These girls acting crazy. Yeah, zoned out.
Aquafina. Shout out to Aquafina.
Yes, sir.
I can take it somebody
yes,
made you mad
yes,
today, brother, huh?
Yo,
brother,
yeah, I got you off, though. Like, she had the key?
What?
She locked you in the room.
Yeah, like, she had the
key. How she locked you in the room? Whoa.
Yeah,
like, yo, she sat in front of the door, man. It was either I ripped her head off or hurt her to get through.
Yeah.
So I kind of, you know, kind of slacked off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and still didn't work. Nah, I'm just playing, man. Put up. Get up. Damn, you bit my leg. Bugging. But,
we allowed the uncensored here at B2 Radio, folks. This is all that, you heard?
Only yeah, with these two guys.
Oh, this is funny.
Now, let me tell you something. This is one of the most intriguing episodes, man.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? But you already know, fellas, man. You know? Certainly a pleasure, man, talking to y'all, man. Y'all some funny dudes. Part of it, we need to link up, stop the shenanigans, man.
So, I
want to meet all of y'all one day. Guess what? I'm looking at y'all niggas and fuck y'all niggas. How about that?
I'm looking at all of y'all right now
in the studio. Y'all acting all crazy. Guess what, though? I'll be back.
I hope you be better.
Yeah, hope so.
Your song with her.
You already know, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, yo.
Yeah. It's your boy Words. Non-stop.
Yeah.
Team MVP.
Come on.
Yo, Peter George, they're looking for the beat.
You know.
Check it. Yo, I'm about to bring you back to them days. Back to my actual lyrical tactical ways and hopes that it happens to stay. Try to live life in a practical way, but it's crazy how rappers make as much money as actors today. But you can devote, double your gross, have a couple of toasts, the flesh is different, humble abodes. Eyes be cuddling their clothes, and shoes that be numbing their toes. Powder up in their nose, no panties up under their clothes. I started out hustling hoes out of a QP. Shit was moving slow, got a job within 2 weeks. I'm where that money at, a funny cat, but got a ton of left hook that'll make you take a fucking nap. I'm coming back certified and the terms are right. Say how long you need me for, I'll tell you what I earn tonight. But if I have to wait, someone still has to pay. I'm on the clock once I hit the spot, all I have to say.
We making money, making millions, you what? We making money, making millions, you what? We making money, making millions, what?
We getting so high that we hit the ceiling,
you what? We making money, making millions, you what? We making money, making millions, you what? We making money, making millions, what?
We getting so high that we hit the ceiling.
Yo,
I never had it, so when I got it, I spend it. If you ain't done it, I highly recommend it. 9 to 5 and full-time surviving, thriving. In the city where niggas get live and dying, living, reassuring. My brave gentlemen never break regimen. If it means Benjamin, the more the pocket, the more to spend. See, my niggas, we were born to win. So when I feel a urge to splurge, I just call on a Visa. MasterCard when I want to go hard. American Express, but that all around fresh. Yes, it's gonna be a problem when I get that black. I've been lingering with stars, but my is sort of far.
Yeah.
But when it draws near, I'm a flower in the leer. Like, so make sure the runway's clear. So that when I land, I can hear the clapping hands.
I'm
like,
we making money, making millions, chips, what? We making money, making millions, chips, what? We making money, making millions, what?
We getting so high that we hit the ceiling,
chips, what? We making money, making millions, chips, what? We making money, making millions, chips, what? We making money, making millions, what?
We getting so high that we hit the ceiling.
I'm like Branson, constructing my mansion, Puerto Rican Langston Hughes, massive, got be cool, went away to Mayaguez, dreams of me and my girl, laying low, count sugar canes and plates of gold, growing the H2O, sitting up, fresh cuts, guess what, new fitted, girlfriend with it, playing like who's fitted, follow viejo, got me twisted, reminiscing, how we used to spit balls and strip balls,
yeah, we on Beach Stew Radio. We everybody in the station is zoned out.
It's been a pleasure to have you today. What it up?
Yo. You already know, man.
Yo, dog, it's been an honor, dog. I'm going to holler at you real soon, bro. Have a good night. The Aquafina said what up.
You already know, fellas. Have a good one.
Hey, yo, got it. Elliot's in the building, man. I'm going to let you know. Keep doing your thing. And at the end of the night, I'm going to I might need something.
You already know, my brother.
Holla, boy.
All right, boys. One.
Yes, sir. You're in the building. You're listening to Beef Stew Radio. We in the building. You know what I'm saying? Zoned out. We definitely going to be listening to my man DJ Danger coming up next, doing his thing, making his debut on Beef Stew Radio. We going to rock the house right now, man. We going to turn it out. We going to do some real big things. Shout out, you know, to K Nicole. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, man. I'm going to have Jamis on the show, man. It's going to be real hot, man. Going to interview her, kick it with her, kick about a couple of things, and, you know, just talk about how everything is going and how everything is going to go down, you know what I mean, with her new mixtape that's out. And we're going to talk about some of the things that she did with Kanye West and, you know, she some of the things that she got up and coming. She did with a few people, man. J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? I might play a little bit from my old mixtape, and I'm definitely going to play a few joints from her new joint, so make sure y'all tune into that, man. It's going to be real dizzle. Make sure, this once again, this is Beef Stew Radio. We in the building going real hard. You know what I'm saying? I always do what I do. We do what we do. We do what we do, what we do, what we do. Now, I'm just bugging out, man. I'm just having the ball, man. But I always got to let y'all know where we at. For sure, you got to know where we at.
Beef Stew Radio. Thank you. Are we on the air?
All right, children. My time's over.
That was out of control, man.
Yeah, baby.
He doesn't have to be 50 years old to be a classic.
He's DJ Danger.
Bring it to you.
Like you don't know what block I'm in front of. If I'm out in New York or down in the South, if I'm out in the trap with gold in my mouth.
Many years on this professional level. What would you question is better? The world is still mine.
Niggas who keep it 100 and 100 by DAs and judges.
If I sell a little crack, ain't nothing to it.
gangsta rap made me do it.
Made me do it.
If I die in Iraq, ain't nothing to it. Gangsta rap made me do it.
Made me do it.
If I take you for granted, ain't nothing to it. Gangsta rap made me do it. If I fuck up the planet, ain't nothing to it. Gangsta rap made me do it.
You hear that? You hear that?
Pop me a B. I'm seeing threes. Rock and roll. Call me Ricky Free. Ten chains on my neck and I just ordered some more. Some bitches think I'm playing, boy, I just ordered some blow. I know you niggas singing, bitches, let me hear you know. But what I'm charging for a verse, I can go and buy a boat. I'm flexing like a boss, stunning like a trunk. Niggas suing me, that motherfucker good stung. Speakers in the trunk.
I'm mad in the Toronto. The Rolly presidential, honey, Kerry and Obama. A closet full of money on vacation with Madonna.
On vacation with Madonna.
I'm on vacation with Madonna. I ain't gotta make it rain to get umbrella from Rihanna. I think it's time to eat. I get a meal from Benihana. Got the munchies from the Buddha. You can call me Dalai Lama.
I'm Dalai Lama.
And I'm beating Barry Manilow. Sipping on Patron, lemon twist, and some cantaloupe. Sitting on the throne, hella rich with the antidote. My beats stay on point like the horns on an antelope. Fresh and strong.
With my nigga Bangladesh, huh? You ain't knowing I am perfection in the fucking flesh.
Now let us maximize and just capitalize on this hit movement. They can be acting just like they ain't knowing what we be doing. We be busting your fucking head on a regular basis, getting that money and buying cribs in a bunch of different places. If they had that party, come back to the crib and make a movie.
Yeah. All my bitches, always welcome.
We be stockpiling the pussy and we always keep it gangsta. Let me
give it to you hard, I better stay right in your place because you don't want it with me, partner. I laugh and then I giggle and I boast. Cause when it comes to doing shit, niggas know we do with the motion. And I get busy and handle my business just like a toast. Even though I put it there for the world, I represent that East Coast. That's how I'm on it.
Girls love me on the East Coast. They talk about me on the West Coast.
Yeah, this is Ray DeJean, Video Music Box, Funk Master Flex, Custom Card, Bite Joe Tour, and I'm not rocking with Flex. I'm rocking with my man, DJ Danger. You know what it is. I'm out.
I'm everywhere for you at, partner. It's blowing down like I get it down like, cause I'm heavy. I said I'm heavy. Yeah. Party scene, every day my birthday. Party animal, every day I'm gon' celebrate. Heavy on the liquor, real easy on the chaser. Back to back, gave a bomb, I'm a drinker. Heavy on the women, yeah, the ladies love dirty. If I wink at the chick, she might leave the club early. I'm flyer than I ever, never been in my life is full, but these gon' make it right. I'ma party all night for the rest of my life. I've been wildin' out so hard, cause why, it's my life. Which gallows full, so my economy is true. I am honestly confused on how my money went to you. So, till the war is true, I'm gon' party for my truth. I'm gon' party for my lower class and middle class too. Sounds hard right now, we're dead and pissed down. You don't wanna see these country boys dead and pissed down. I'm heavy in the street, cause I'm heavy with the flow. Get me at the club, heavy slamming, heavy steady go. Stepping out with heavy swag from my head to my toe. I'm alright with some things, but I'm heavy with the flow. I'm heavy in the street, so heavy with the flow. Get me at the club, heavy slamming, heavy steady go. heavy on the midterm, easy on the chaser. It's hard now, I'm trying to go easy on my paper. But I party every night to get through my situation. I don't know how I got home, I don't know how I got home. I woke up on the couch and all my clothes were still on. But tonight is still on. I ain't had enough yet, I ain't had enough clubbing, I ain't had enough. If she ain't had me, she ain't had a rough day. But if I put a little merchant on the first suspect, like, yeah, I beat the pussy, but it was self-defense. She just put me on the bed and started biting me and shoot. So I tied her to the bed and started spiking her with shit. This ain't nothing new to me, I always represent like this. Young star dirty, I always stay ready for the pools for the fuck. Now I'm heavy in the streets, plus I'm heavy with the flow. Get me at the club, heavy slamming, heavy steady dough. Jumping out with heavy swag for my head, for my soul. I'm alright with some things, but I'm heavy with the flow. I'm heavy in the streets, so heavy with the flow. Get me at the club, heavy slamming, heavy steady dough. Jumping out with heavy swag for my head, for my soul. I'm alright with some things, but I'm heavy with the flow. I ain't talking about by the side. I'm so broke, you're heavy for no reason, I apologize. Red fitted hat, white tee and blue denim. We don't wait to pull through, we see him, we get him. She might turn me down into the centerpiece. My name is Joe, I'm Sean Turner. Oh, hi, my name is Shane. Yeah, that's me, yeah, baby, I rap. What's that on my waist? Yeah, baby, I'm true. Like Max Z said, I'm waving. Max Potato Swag, I'm raving. I'm heavy in the streets, plus I'm heavy with the flow. Get me at the club, heavy slamming, heavy steady dough. Stuffing out with heavy swag from my head to my toe. I'm alright with some things, but I'm heavy with the flow. I'm heavy in the streets, so heavy with the flow. Get me at the club, heavy slamming, heavy steady dough. Stuffing out with heavy swag from my head to my toe. I'm alright with some things.
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's for the boy T.I.D. and it's Destin. You listen to my dude DJ Danger. Danger, you know what it is, man.
Step up in the club, shorty, know what it is. I got a thing for that sugar, shorty, know what it is. I got a good chick, but now I need a hood chick. You see me out looking, that's because I want to.
Damn, shorty, why you looking at me like that? What? Now you wanna fight, but I don't wanna fight back.
Nope.
You decided you was gonna be with me, even though I got a woman, and you know I'm gonna write back.
Yep.
Came at you when I was up in the club.
Uh-huh.
Then I offered you a bottle with a bun.
Yeah.
When I said I wanna hit it, what's up? You told your girl she could take your truck. When we got up in the telly, we was taking out clothes, and I told you I was with somebody.
Somebody.
You said to me, you don't give a fuck about my business, it's hard to kiss my body.
My body.
Now we gotta cut it, hit it, knock it, flip it, rub it down.
Yeah.
Now my woman is your opponent, now you want it, oh, you love it now.
Yeah.
Now you started running all up on me, constantly telling me that I'm phony. I told you it's been one, now you said he called. Been one telling them I left you lonely.
What?
Charlie was my kind of sativa.
Yeah.
My cutty buddy wanna pick a nigga breeze.
Yeah.
Until she told me I had to leave. But
come on, everybody, my girl. Yeah, we can do what we do. Grab a room, but I'll tell you this thing.
Pull up
at the club, Gucci's on, iced out, white on black spur, call it Obama in the White House. Wanna get me to a crib, lights out right now. Got a visualizing, it's me cleaning them pipes out. You're sexy with a mean swag, I'm thinking I like you. When I look into your eyes, I can see what excites you. Shorty, place my right hand over the Bible. I can show you some good times like JJ and Michael. Got me wanna spend it all, combination to the safe. I just feel so weak for you. How much of this can I take? Now we in the bed together, I can't even concentrate. All that I can think about is I hope this condom don't break. Oh, baby.
I'm just a girl that it hurts. Sure, I will love words. up, homie?
Yeah.
Boy, it's money in these streets.
Believe that.
I got mine. I want this music money now.
Ricky Ross, I got you.
I'm on the block. What's up, homie?
Yeah.
Boy, it's money in these streets.
Believe it.
What's up, homie?
Yeah.
Boy, it's money in these streets.
Believe it.
I got mine.
What's up?
Yeah. Boy, it's money in these streets.
Believe.
Got mine. I want this money now.
You rock.
I'm black all day. Hustle all night.
Yeah.
Put them on the line. Put them on the line.
It's
money in the streets, and I'ma get mine.
Believe
so I put them on the line. Put them on the line. I'm on the block all day. Hustle all night. Put them on the line. Put them on the line.
It's money
in the streets, and I'ma get mine. So I put them on the line. Put them on the line.
I got a master plan, just found the right spot. All them dogs left me was the block. Now it's time to get money and I want it all. Got a gangster click, two king size balls. I heard the ticket right, so I had to take the flight. And if it's as good as you say, I grab them all at night. Show them the duffel bag, they show me that right pack. I have to kill you if I tell you how I get them back. I'm about to raise pure D hell on the street. Your baby hating, but your homies come with me,
right.
my man,
that
shit don't get out of line. The chopper hits you, then you out of sight, out of mind.
On the block all day, hustle all night, put them on the line, put them on the line. It's money in these streets, and I'ma get mine, so I put them on the line, put them on the line. I'm on the block all day, hustle all night, put them on the line, put them on the line. It's money in these streets, and I'ma get mine.
My credit's so high, and my beacon, I got a beacon, dollars like the preaching, and on the Bible, listen while I'm preaching, plan the survival, so don't ask me while I'm eating, hope you eating, cause we feasting, I put it on the line, break it down to pieces, Bible. It's record deal,
record deal.
It's Diego Trill. This dirty music, meta yayo deal. Phantom white on white, Beamer white on white. I still ain't happy with it. Seeing that cream like my whole life. Maybach jet black, and I got a jet black. We the chest.
I'm on the block all day, hustle all night. Put them on the line, put them on the line. It's money in the streets, and I'ma get mine. So I put them on the line, put them on the line. I'm on the block all day, hustle all night. Put them on the line, put them on the line. It's money in the streets, and I'ma get mine. So I put them on the line, put them on the line.
Graduated to a street star. 24s on the Rover, that's a cheap car.
Cripple
talk, my name ringing in the locker room.
Girl, he go, you what?
He
me too.
It's all about the business, ain't nothing personal. Station to hit, now your own goons is murking you.
Damn.
Staring at these beginners, those in my rear view. Money home, cars closed in my clear view. In the fast lane, taking the good life.
Good life.
Feds taking pictures, hope you got my good side. I'm coming through, make way for the bad guy.
Bad guy.
You never see another dime, it's the last time.
I'm on the block all day, hustle all night. Put them on the line, put them on the line. Money in the streets, and I'ma get mine. So I put them on the line, put them on the line. I'm on the block all day, hustle all night. Put them on the line, put them on the line. Money in the streets, and I'ma get mine. So I put them on the line, put them on the line.
That's right, baby.
Once again, man, we pushing envelope. This is for all the beautiful ladies that we wish, and we did, you know. make you say my name. Please look it out, you be what I'm about to do. Gonna get drunk off in love and shout it, tell me what you think. Tonight, I'm about to elevate ya. Don't worry, I'ma take ya. Sex is tea, baby, all night long. No matter what my body says, you know, I took it down. In the back of the club, in my hotel room. No matter what your boyfriend says, no matter what your friends may say, she knows. In the back of my SUV. This girl, she was about 5'7". She was a model, not quite a time, more like a 7. And she can have her own straight in King Magazine. And the way she maneuvered had her brother one. She had me fucked up, okay. Me and this chick, off we went to Father's time. I had already bent, and I'm about to dive up in there. Go with me, there's nothing but winning with me, baby. I know you ain't just a real nigga that's real with you. No time for getting around, you know what I can't do. No matter what nobody said, you never said, you know I took it down. In the back of the club, in my hotel room, I gave it a business. I took it home, get it home, and then we had some fun. And I made you come, I took it down, yeah. In the back of my SUV,
I'm at what's poppin', baby. I got you. She like how I be on it, how I be hopping on it. And I know what she want and when she want it, how she want it. With no Viagra, I could keep it up and put it down. I guarantee she say he beat it up, he took it down. I got game, they say. I holla, hey, baby. Next thing you know, we under sheets like the KKK. We get to touching and the touching leaves the fucking. She gon' get hers before a sexual eruption. No matter where we at, no matter what we in, I get the job done, show me the clock, I'm punching in, I keep them so pretty, hair, nails, toes pretty, Victoria's Secret, La Perla, Hello Kitty, call me anytime, anytime, girl, I'm up late, call me while you working, I come scoop you on your lunch break, I lay her down like rose petals, she scream my name in a falsetto,
no matter what nobody says, you know, I took it down. In the back of the club, in my hotel, no matter what the boys are saying, they never had no oomph like this. No, I took it down. Oh, I put it down.
It's the ladies' favorite. DJ Danger.
Out like a new fact. I move crack daily on the block, my dude. And I run with gangbangers that'll eat your food. We rude, but fuck it, that's the way we was raised up. Catch you while you sleeping in the cell, y'all laid up. Playboy, we blaze up, big blunts of purple. And no, you can't smoke if you ain't fucking with my circle. Hot sucker, I hurt you, reaching for this good shit. From here on out, man, I'm strictly on my hood shit. Brand new burn on my waist with a full clip. Stupid, I get you jumped and leave you slumped with a bullet. God damn it, I'm too dipped. I'm about to take a cruise ship with a chick that cheaper than the mouth like the juice stick. You know how we do shit. It's all them on the rise, man. We heavy with them pies. Them niggas heavy on the prize.
Hey. I be walking with them hammers and never see you in the room. Certified nigga, ask about me in the street. So salute me when you see me. Motherfucker, I'm a G and I'm a
sneak 'em and rob 'em and chuck 'em and send 'em on missions. Extortionist niggas are taking what's his like a force of eviction. I'm animal, yeah. Craziest
nigga. I'm a rocker when I see him put the fifth in his mouth. Cock it back, squeeze the trigger, brain trip on the couch. My game's flipping, stay tripping, we be whipping them out. Your dame switching, got my chain glisten, tipping her out. I certified, word to mind, bird to fly like a pigeon do. You know it's pretty cool when your fan gets busy too. They heard of us, the murder us, most shady. Been on the low lately, fake gangster dating. We'll catch them on the blind side, life on the crime side. Never let your slime slide, homicide, mama crime. Word of mouth, you got the monkey on your back. Oh, use the hustler, nah, homie, use the customer. Running up, money short, and his eye missing. Fat as fuck, batter's up, how am I missing? Home to your dome piece, dope in your nose piece. War in my heart, homie, I don't know peace.
Tone, I'ma rock you when I see you. It's talking like a thorough. I be walking with them hammers and never see you in the room. Certified nigga, ask about me in the street. So salute me when you see me.
Rob 'em and chuck 'em and send 'em.
Yeah.
Missions, extortionists.
Yeah.
Taking was his like a force of eviction.
Yeah, yeah.
Animal, crazy.
Uh-huh.
Let's keep it real, I ain't the one for the slick talk. Niggas act tough, but then switch like my bitch walk. I turn you to a victim, leave you stiff on the sidewalk. See what happens when my bread comes back short. Like homes, you get left there. Your chest is target, I see an X there. Smoke weed, that's what I call fresh air. I am the best here. The front on me, your best thing twice. Don't go to war if your guns ain't right. The flow running through this track like subway mice. To start the week off right, I bust a hammer on the Monday night. I pop it to white. Dog, I'm like Stockton with white. Pass it off to a fiend, let's get it rocking at night. The 40 cal to your face to put a stop to your life. Then take off your chain. Dog, you wasn't rocking it right. Try to run, I make you hop out your nights. I put some change on your brain, which means you getting shot for a price.
Now I'ma rock you when I see you. It's talking like a thorough. I be walking with them hammers and never see you in the certified nigga, ask about me in the street, so salute me when you see me. Motherfucker, I'm a G and I'm a
sneak 'em and rob 'em and chuck 'em and send 'em on missions, extortionist niggas. Taking was his like a force of eviction. I'm animal, craziest niggas. Listen.
What up, it's your girl Tony Shields, your favorite hood chick, you know, one half of Black Shields. I'm over here chilling with your favorite DJ, DJ Deja, that's what it is.
Listen closely, I play no games, borderline madness when I bring that pain. Had to switch up my lane from the thunder and rain. Shit paper off the books and I can't complain. Grinding in the hood, trying to make these moves. EMF Black, Tony Shields, that's who. Moving mixtapes like krills and trees. Best believe we got what you need. As I proceed to make you understand, don't get mad, get money. In the club out, no doubt I spit lungy. I dedicate this to the dudes who be hating clumsy. You falling off, raise the bar, stop looking bummy. I'm cutting with the flow, you already know. I'm poison with the pen when it's time to get it in. Failure's not an option, I'm going for a win. So don't start dissing, little dude, listen.
Getting in it, taking it one day at a time. Hustling hard and trying to get on it. I've been trying to shine like the stars in the sky. Better than plenty, hated by many all of the time. Crying at it, falling at it. I've been doing me, moving through these streets
all my life.
Posted on the block, they couldn't understand how I rock. Made dudes turn their heads and roars, just wish I would stop being me. But I had to be the same OG, cause if not, then I wouldn't make them haters scream. And then cream, mad cause he lusting me. I'm lusting for cream, seeing what I could get in between. The streets mean, in the hood, yo, you left to bleed. So I burn the trees, thank you for the life you dealt me. I'm healthy, and won't stop till I'm wealthy. I am me, one last, first and only. I'm hungry from being starved on my life, just to eat mics. I got lyrics to recite, leaves to burn. When will you catch up and learn? If you coming for the fam, you gotta come through her. I'm disturbed, never catch stills, clucking with birds. I'm rocking with pearls, and get like just chilling this world.
Getting in it, taking it one day at a time. Hustling hard, trying to get on it. I've been trying to shine like the stars in the sky. Better than plenty, hated by many all of the time.
That's why I do it. I keep it true, it's just a part of me. Some never knew it. Surprised to see me making moves. I'm so exclusive. Dealing with a lot of names, I was foolish. Just to be put on, had me thinking they the coolest. Overall, I'm stuck, yup, stuck on stupid. Then I stopped pursuing shows I stopped doing. Bombs were put away, cause who was I fooling? Overall, your girl was just losing. Now it's no confusing, I'm polluting. They shooting, but the bullet in the air for your girl still.
Shine like the stars in the sky. Better than plenty, hated by many all of the time. Grinding and falling and I've been doing me, moving through these streets.
On the ones and twos, this is
F you all the way to Timbuktu. If they hating, F
Maserati. Yeah. I'm something that you gotta heal like a Maserati. Broom, I'm out of here. Hey.
Cause it's without no hands. First step, slack, then bop that nigga. And then the nigga start shaking, please stop that nigga. Right over to the back, flat it up, we can scratch. Niggas lean forward, see if I ass really fat. If she did, then call your friends and let her come to you. Whispering that chick here, my niggas wanna run to you. I tried to tell you, block boy, run with ESL. This ain't lean and rock with it, them niggas weak as hell. I bet we prevail, perk, that's when we exhale. Beat his tail, have her screaming like she Patty Bell. You ain't a switch, you quit moving like your ass tail. Hell, shake your ass like you in jail, won't bail. We not biased, you could do it even if you fail. If you ain't coordinated, fuck it, I got drugs to sell.
ESL, you know that name. Know that name. Boy on the track, so it's no more so games. No more game. Shallow, mama gon' show that gon' frame. Show that frame. The law watching, gon' do y'all gon' thing. Do y'all thing. Do it, you can say it. Slide. You can follow that.
Thicker than maple syrup. Now you move me to the office of the crib, pulling my chair up, sitting on me,
until a foggy windows clear up. I never get enough of your love, and mommy, I mean it. The way you put it on and how you be letting me beat it. It's real talk, baby, and I swear I never lie. Cause if it ain't the skin, if it ain't the henny, baby girl, you be making me so high.
No, turn them back on. Want you to see my backbone and my black tone. Start minimal, raise it to animal, please. You're no amateur, please me, I'm tangible. Knees be all tangled up like the candles. Placed on the mantle that romantic angles. We'll slow dance till tango and get horizontal. I know you go longer than flows with no comma. I'm high on you, you like it, don't you? To survive by just biting on you. Light though, I know, nibble just a little bit. Everything I'm thinking, you're already delivering it. Quiver, pleasure unheard. You ain't even done first, baby, when I done burst. Crazy, I'm in love, sir, you are the quencher. Maybe we should be taping so you can remember. Understand.
Winner for from birth.
Cause you gotta be hard, live hard, go hard, try hard, think fast, live fast, gotta get cash, gotta go through, take through, do you make moves, let them take on you. Cause you gotta be hard, live hard, go hard, try hard, think fast, live fast, gotta get cash, gotta go through, take through, do you make moves, let them take on you.
So tell it clear what you wanna do when you know I'm in love with you. Third time gotta turn around. So tell it clear what you wanna. Make tonight so good you wouldn't want to see tomorrow. You're cheap,
Don't do it, danger. Throw me your list. get a job where I'm complaining that I'm come home and I'm slaving in the kitchen, praying like a Christian. I'm about to change my religion, oh Lord. Yeah. You know I came from nothing, they call it middle class. I was in the back though, holy pants, pony kicks, hallways with crack smoke, pop sipping, mom stripping, brother letting blow, sister die, feel my vibe. Some days I can't cope. If it's about dough, I'm probably with it. I ain't waiting on the lottery ticket. I might get evicted, man.
I got to get money.
See, I'm trying to get my chips up, trying to get dipped up, trying to get chicks stuck and open like Nip Tuck. No stick ups, I ain't doing a trip up. Stay there, be in the shower with dudes, hoping I flip up. And that is scary, so that's why I'm rapping. Holla back if you hear me say. Ever been in the club with your boys, and the DJ says if you got more than 100, make noise, and you only got a 20, but you hold your hands high and scream, but deep inside they know your ass is lying, or you hit the grocery store, get to the counter, and pray to God you don't go over a certain amount, and let it out. See, I was out with a chick on a date, and I confess, she was hot, fat, thin waist, nice breath. She told me that her last man played for the Nets. So when the bill came, she could see that I was stressed. I spent my last dollar and she asked, what's next? I said, next, I'm dropping your ass off by your ex. I need money.
I got to get money.
If you already got it, it's okay to sing the hook. Throw a couple stacks and you get it off the books. Girls know you pay, they don't care about the looks. I know he looks funny, but I think he got money. And I ain't gonna lie, I be trying to get loot, cause it's been too long, I relied on being cute. Left side, get money, right side, get money, up north, get money, down south, get money. If you feel like me and you ain't stressing a dollar, but the times you ain't got it, it makes you wanna holler. Get a better job, or either go out and rob, or leave your baby mom, this life is getting hard.
Boys going down, when them will give you a good price for the pound. Can't sit around, it's too real. I need to learn how to dunk or get a deal. When you in the hood, money on the world, pull out communication understood. Don't think about it, my pop game night. Oh, 4, 5, 6, head crack on the dice. In the streets, everybody trying to get rich. Slow man, son of me, getting new kicks. I know blood, I know grip, but we all family, so I ain't trying to hit. A lot of niggas out here got the game mixed. Got your gun out, about to die for a bitch. And when you dead, shirt all red. One day later, she giving the same head. And that's where I'm from, niggas serve them fiends. Run up on you, pull your crack in your jeans. If you got a dream, never let it go. Remember this one rule, you hustle, stack dough. Yo,
yo. All the time, you get some chips, let me see it. Drop down while you're shaking them hips. Let me see you
make it clap
for this. Don't be fucking all the time, acting like you can't get hit, cause I win.
Make it clap for this.
Up in D.I.C. with the fresh blood lit. Let me see you
make it clap for this.
Little mama, you bout it, and I'ma make it rain. But you gotta get down and shake that thing. I can tell how she looks, shorty is a pro. But she stopped it, bounce it, let it go. She might sell grounds all day on the block. Then go broke, spin it at the. You can lose a lot of money chasing them chicks. If you can't lose chicks, when you're chasing them chips. It's coming out their mouth like they can't get clapped. Strong out criminals, we ain't playing that. Hop in the whip, cruise down the strip. Car wash, you got your boy whip looking sick. Got locked up, stolen at 9. Now my mind on my bread, bread on my mind. I already told you, it's healthy sack dough. I wrote a song about it like the head, head go.
Yo, chasing them chips, let me see it.
Make it clap for this.
Mommy, if you drop down while you're shaking them hips, let me see you.
Make it clap for this.
Don't be fucking all the time, acting like you can't get hit, cause I win.
Make it clap for this.
Up in D.I.P. with a fresh blood lit, let me see you.
Make it clap for this.
Get your money, shorty, let me see you hold on. Get your money, and let me see you on your grind. Get your money, shorty, let me see you hold on.
Get your money, nigga, let me see you on your grind. Now get it, mommy, let me see you get it.
Get it.
Now get it, mommy, let me see you get it.
Get it.
Now get it, mommy, let me see you get it.
Get it.
Now get it, mommy.
Gotta remember the rules when you win the game. Get locked up, don't ever say my name. If I find out that you're talking to the hot side, then it's blacka, you motherfucker. A lot of that bullshit is about to die good. Sharp in the house, nigga, I'm like plywood. Like Jody Foster, I'm a brave one. You might have seen me on the train in the brave one.
Yeah, I'm on the grind, chasing little chips, let me see it. Mommy, if you drop down, why you shaking on your hips? Let me see you. Don't be fucking all the time, acting like you can't get hit, cause I'm with it.
get you tight.
Yo, who you talking to?
The Hulk worker, open that ass up. What the hammer gon' end that like? A nigga get to thinking he gangsta, or a nigga acting way too hype.
Yo, who you talking to?
The Hulk worker, open that ass up. What the hammer gon' end that like?
Yo, that fast it could be ended.
Yep.
Niggas is front thinking it ain't ending.
They got it in me, nigga.
The nerve of them till I grab Henry, or even Shirley, and bring it to a nigga ass early. I feel offended, me you red-ended, fucked over for fucking with a soldier. Don't you know my name ring bells and bang boulders? Hands stay gripped on 38s and older, 45 P90s, 380s.
Yep.
Whatever I back out, they all great, great. Get your ass maxed out, beef feeling wavy. That's how I handle bitch niggas if they try to play me. Do you get rendered? Understand me?
Understand it?
Got me feeling like Pop, nigga, you feel me? Got to argue with the gully, try to kill me. That's how we go down with fucking with a real
shit. Get some while you out in the world, or a nigga straight get you tight.
Yo, who you talking to?
The Hulk worker, open that ass up. What the hammer gon' end that like? A nigga get to thinking he gangsta, or a nigga acting way too hype.
Yo, who you talking to?
The Hulk worker, open that ass up. What the hammer gon' end that like?
Yo, so now you know me, I'm the wrong homie. If I got it on me, son, then you can get it, man. I put a hole in your head right through your fitted, man. If you ain't get my friend, you know I'm in it, man. All the talk shit, don't hear it often. I get the off in your body, be in the coffin. Fuck around, I'm the wrong brother to romp with. Out your mind, thinking G be on that punk shit. Full metal jacket, my weapon be on some slump shit. Hit you with the barrel and pop, you on some long shit. But I'm cool though, easy to get along with. Yeah, soon as you cross me, I'll be on some get it on shit. It on bang bang, that's the game plan.
Yeah,
just to let a nigga know that you ain't playing.
Playing.
Bang bang, now you laid out. Now you know what's on the playground.
You know, yeah, there's something while you out in the world. Nigga straight get you tight.
Yo, who you talking to?
The Hulk worker, open that ass up. What the hammer gon' end that like? A nigga get to thinking he gangsta, or a nigga acting way too hype.
Yo, who you talking to?
The Hulk worker, open that ass up. What the hammer gon' end that like?
On the block, right, wasn't in my right mind. Just a young plug, a hustling, trying to get mines. Moving with the 9-double-M. Homies like, you don't really want to mess with him. Yeah, young teenager, infatuated with paper. Yeah, I had to get it, cause mama, she wasn't able. Black and white TV set, no cable. 40s in the fridge, chicken noodles on the table. I wasn't born with a silver spoon. Child of the ghetto, raised off a different tune. Watch it, 5 o'clock in my living room. If your price is right, I can get you a whole living room. Yeah, those was my gutter ways, back in the gutter days, no education, but the gutter pays. Through it all, came a long way. Through selling the 8-fist spice to gunplay.
And my guns got keys. That's why I be going so tough on them. I play my own hand, I don't shuffle the foe. With a nigga, let go with them. Hit them screaming like they stuck in a hole. I am not a demon, but was once a lost soul. Till I found myself a block away from the crossroads. I have outgrown a fishbowl, and I'm on my feet like a fucking insole. Yeah, it may hurt like a fucking lymph node, but it's the world like a fucking nympho. And we spin dough, cause we make more, and I make sure when I say so. It's Jay Rock and Weezy, need I say more. Close line the beat, said DB, I say flow.
That same OG, I ain't tryna see the grave or the penitentiary. Everyday living, tryna stay on my feet, even though it's paid, but my heart in the streets. So my dogs, I'm a beast so hard on these beats. So my family can eat. I'll be damned if I see no income. Here come J-Rock, they know music. Kingpin flow, oh.
Kingpin,
yeah.
Need I say more?
Yeah.
Family can. When I say throw,
no.
Green light, what's your green light? Before you slide me up, get the scene right. And I just hop in the fan and when I'm being light, cause driving slow in the lane, it doesn't seem right. Yeah, and I remember them long nights, living the wrong life, but I made that wrong right.
holla back, girl, get your Gwen Stefani on. Always on the job, so I be gone. I am never off, yeah, I be on.
Keep on calling you up, cause it's you I can't trust. Now I'm back, it's too much. You keep on messing me up, but
why can't I let go?
And when I try to turn away, tell you to give me space. Do that thing I can't take, and then I'm here to stay, but
why can't I let go? Why can't I get over you?
Giving them all of your stuff, but
I don't care no more.
It ain't about loving my heart. You had that from the start. No way out, I'm too far. I keep on saying I'm a star, but
I don't care no more. Why can't I get over you?
At least you get a laugh or two. They just slow you down like bad traffic do. And when I'm on a female, there's attachment, paperclip on an email. And that means that I open you up. How you looking for a star? Your scope will be up. Calling me 4 in the morning, hoping I'm up. Like anything's closed, but my legs are open. What's up?
Why can't I get over you? Don't know what I'm gonna
do.
You know, low so. You might have didn't know so. Johnny, I see you, girl. Street fam.
Wait a minute now, I could just leave it to chance. But
back, flow of fresh. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn, your manhole cracked and can't open again. Who you gonna find over the head with no pen? Just draw inspiration.
Those of you that are not down with this type of music, we apologize. Now, deal with it.
They call me, pull out a gun.
Go, go.
And I got my boys with me. They go by the name of I-15.
West Coast.
And you know what we came here to do.
Get money.
She don't know no better. Trifling with my heart like it was a parade of fun. And out of love, make me feel inadequate. If I tried to perfect it, she wouldn't even let me.
Let me.
And now it seems enough. Man stole a heart, and so I'm off in the dust again. If you rewind and play it back, I'm just gonna do it all over again.
Perfect frame, flyest thing I ever seen. Supermodel wedding ring, but she's lost in love. She got games smoother than Big Daddy came. All as ever I came, but she's lost in love.
I must have overslept on her. She wants me when she wants me, otherwise she really don't care. She's a keeper with a player's mind. She don't know me. At home she treats me like a king. She don't understand. No. And now it seems another man stole her heart. And so I'm off in the dust again. If you rewind and play it back, you just do it all over again.
Fellas, come on, talk to me.
Oh,
I'm Peace.
Peace.